plotting to assassinate a presidential candidate. My wife and daughter have been targeted, and people that I work with may be involved in both. I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer, and today is the longest day of my life. The following takes place between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. on the day of the California presidential primary.
Jack, I take back what I said. It's getting dull.
That helicopter made a flyby for a reason.
Maybe, maybe not.
Come here and help me with this. One, two, three.
There's nothing here. We're wasting our time.
Alexis tried to pay off a power company official to cut off the electricity at this location at 7:20 for a reason. There's something here that they want, and they've gone to great lengths to shut it down.
Mason, excellent news. Half an hour. Okay, don't let anyone in or out until we get there. Alexis Drazen just got out of surgery. I think we're to be there when he wakes up.
You go ahead.
Jack, we were fed misinformation. The address in the file, the time that Morgan gave you, the whole thing. I mean, look around. There's nothing here. Nothing.
Maybe.
But you're going to stick around anyway.
It's 3 minutes after seven, George. I want to be here at 7:20. Look, you can send a car back for me, okay? I promise I won't disappear on you.
I don't have time to argue with you.
She got out before the explosion. I talked to her, all right? She was fine. She was worried about you. Now, I need your help. I need to get you back to CTU. Come on.
Oh,
I need your help, Terry. Come on.
What did she say? What did she say when you talked to her? Where is she?
We don't know where she is. She wouldn't tell us.
What do you mean you don't know where she is?
After the safe house, she didn't trust us, and I don't blame her. Get in here.
We have to find her, Tony. We have
to find her. We're looking. Terry, get in the car.
He's
out on assignment. I should hear from him soon now.
Myers.
Anina, it's me. I found Terry at the Bauer house. Somebody was trying to kill her, but I took the hitter down before I could get to her. You gotta send a team over there in case he's got backup, right?
Well, of course. Is she all right?
She will be. She seems to have suffered some sort of temporary memory loss. She's got a friend with her, too. I'm guessing a pretty good one by the way he's acting.
Whoa, wait a minute. Are you sure? Who is this guy?
His name's Phil Parslow. She vouches for him. Apparently, she's known him for a long time. Look, he was hit, but not too badly.
Okay, where are you now?
20-30 minutes away.
Okay, take him to the clinic. I'll send someone over there to question him. I think you should bring Terry here.
Okay.
Don't I get a phone call?
Just go lock him down. Come on.
Look, I need to talk to someone.
Yeah, don't we all?
Don't listen to the bitch. She lies.
Look,
You're gonna get a chance for that after we put you through.
Come on with me, mine.
Got it.
They're gonna ask you about Frank and the deal.
Well, I don't know anything about Frank or the deal.
Tell them that. You were just at the wrong place at the wrong time.
I think I should tell them about everything else, too. I mean, what happened today. After the safe house, I'm not sure if I can trust anybody.
You trust me, right?
Yeah, look where it got me. Yes, I trust you, and I know you're trying to do the right thing.
Okay, then listen to me. Tell them everything. What happened at the safe house has nothing to do with this. And whatever you tell them, I'll back it up, including my part in it.
You're gonna get in trouble.
Then I'll get in trouble. It's about time I faced up to what I did.
Right.
You're up.
How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Eddie. Relieved, actually. I think that maybe living with the secret is harder work than I thought.
I'd be lying to you if I told you the hard work was over. You're gonna be asked some questions. We all are, that we'd rather not deal with. But if we stick together, we'll get through it. Would you give your mother and me a few minutes?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your celebration.
You could have joined it.
Well, I'm not in the mood to celebrate the end of your campaign, David. You just gave your concession speech.
That remains to be seen.
Do you really think people want a president who acts like some guest on a bad afternoon talk show, confessing his sins publicly?
It was always possible that they want someone honest. Mike seems to think I still have a shot.
Yeah, well, it's Mike's job to tell you what you want to hear. Mine is to tell you the truth.
You're not qualified to tell me the truth.
It took 13 minutes for you to tear apart everything that it took us 25 years to build. Why don't you just let me mourn that loss, okay?
Fair enough.
I only hope your conscience comforts you when you finally realize this is all over.
You mean the campaign or us?
Thank you.
confirm, Alpha One.
This is Alpha One.
Bauer's gone below.
Positive it was Bauer?
Yes.
What's he doing here?
He wasn't invited, that's for sure.
Agent Bauer, I checked you out. My name is DeSalvo, DOD.
Whatever this place is, it's obvious that no one's supposed to know it's here.
Well, you seem to have found it, okay? This is a prison facility, Class 3 detention center. So what the hell are you doing here?
At 8 a.m. this morning, there was an assassination attempt on Senator Palmer. I'm the lead investigator. I was following the thread led me here.
I need more than that.
The people that want Palmer dead bribed someone from the power company to shut down the electricity to the grid that you're hooked into. They were ordered to do this at 7:20. Something's gonna happen here then, isn't it? Mr. DeSalvo, you better listen to me. The people that are behind this assassination attempt are ex-military Serbs. They're working for a family called the Dresens. They're on a vendetta. They've killed a lot of people today, and they're gonna kill a lot more unless we do something about this. So please, sir, I will ask you one more time. What is happening here at 7:20?
A prisoner is being delivered by chopper. His identity's classified even from me. They move him every few weeks on a random schedule. What do these Dresens want with him anyway?
It's hard to tell unless I know who the prisoner is. They might want to kill him, they might want to set him free. Either way, you got about 5 minutes. You better call for backup.
Backup can't get here in 5 minutes.
Call anyway. If I'm wrong, you've gone through a little trouble. I'll take the heat for that. If I'm right, you've potentially saved every life in this building. Please.
Yeah, have Wyckoff call me ASAP.
Thank you. What's your personnel here?
3 guards, plus a maintenance man, 2 technicians.
The maintenance man and the technicians, are they weapons trained?
No, the civilians have never fired a weapon in their lives.
The Dresens don't know that. Issue them full service gear, have them stand by.
To do what exactly?
To make this place look more secure than it is. At least until backup arrives.
It's almost time.
3 minutes.
You still haven't heard from your brother?
No.
He was supposed to verify his meeting with the man from the power company.
If there was a problem, he would have called. You seem anxious, Harris. I thought professionals didn't get anxious.
Professionals get very anxious when a plan goes off the tracks.
There's nothing wrong with the plan.
Then what's Bauer doing here?
Just get your men ready. It's time.
let's get moving.
Keep your stocking tight. Keep your weapon down. You're gonna be all right. Any word on the backup?
They're looking into it.
Weapon.
We good?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
All right.
Seconds.
You said there'd be a warden and three guards. I count eight, including Bauer. They're expecting us, Andre.
Doesn't matter. The power's going down. In 25 seconds, the sudden darkness will disorient them.
What if there is no darkness?
There will be. Eight more seconds. Five, four, three, two, one.
Perimeter lights are still on.
Damn it. Arrival's still going.
No. Security is twice what we anticipated. The lights are on. We'll be cut to pieces. Have to stand down.
My money, my decision.
My crew, they'll obey my orders.
All right.
Plans have changed. Stand down.
My father's Jack Bauer.
Sit.
He's the director of the Los Angeles Bureau of CTU, Counter-Terrorist Unit. Have you heard of it?
I can't say that I have.
Do you want the number?
Look, what I want is information on Frank Allard and his plans to buy and distribute 1,000 hits of ecstasy. That's it.
I don't know him. I met him for the first time a couple hours ago. Do you know that someone tried to kill David Palmer this morning?
Yeah.
Aren't you curious how I know about it?
Well, I don't know. Maybe because it's been on the news the last 12 hours.
I didn't realize that. I was kidnapped. By the same people who are trying to kill Senator Palmer. Look, I know this sounds crazy, but they kidnapped my mother and they tried to get my father to help them, but he rescued us.
And then he dropped you off at Frankie's so you could, what, earn spending money dealing drugs?
No. No, they brought us to a safe house, but it was attacked. And I think they captured my mother again.
Okay, you know, she told me you had an active imagination. She wasn't kidding.
Who?
Your friend, the one we picked you up with.
Melanie?
Mm-hmm.
No, no, she's not my friend. She thinks I'm after her boyfriend. You can't believe anything she says about me.
Okay, look, I'm gonna stick you back in the holding cell. Maybe that'll convince you not to screw around.
Call this number. Tell them that I am Jack Bauer's daughter and that I'm here. Ask them if they think I'm screwing around.
Come on.
Wait. Just because they haven't attacked yet doesn't mean they're not going to.
Maybe. And maybe this is all a crock and there's nobody out there at all.
Drazen's crew is out there, don't you get it? They didn't get the power to shut down. They're working on their contingency plan. Trust me, I know these people.
I've requested backup. There's not much else I can do.
Actually, there is. You can let me talk to that prisoner.
Forget it. Access is something I can't give. My orders are explicit. I told you, I can't even speak to him myself.
Don't you understand that everything that is happening here is connected to the assassination attempt on Senator Palmer? If you do not let me interrogate that prisoner, you're putting the senator's life in danger. Do you want that responsibility?
Listen, Bauer, you are welcome to go over my head if you want, but I can't help you. Now, I gotta process this guy.
Wait. You said you work for the DOD, right?
And?
Can I borrow your phone?
Yes, I want to clear every interview that Nicole gives.
Personally?
Yes, personally.
Yes, sir.
And whenever possible, I want to be there.
All right.
Let me know.
Of course.
So, is it as bad as Sherry said it would be?
It was predicted a sharp drop in Senator Palmer's numbers. It's not turning out that way. Our instant polls indicate that the senator's base of support is holding steady in most areas of the country, and in some cases, it's actually increasing. When asked if the senator's disclosures made them more likely to vote for him in November's general election, less likely, or made no difference at all, 60% said no difference, 22% said more likely, while only 18% said less likely. Now, if these numbers
were right,
over the coming months, it would seem to indicate that voters approve Senator Palmer's honesty before a national television audience a little more than a half hour ago.
And now let's take a look at how some of the state and
it's
local
Jack Bauer.
Bond issues
he
are
says
doing
it's urgent.
Time.
Thank you. Jack, it's me. Did you get anything from Alexis Drazen?
No, sir. He's just coming out of surgery now, but I did follow up on the lead we got from his hotel room. Senator, I'm going to need your help.
Go on.
I'm at something called a Class 3 detention facility. It's basically a prison that doesn't exist, and neither does the prisoner they just brought in.
Who's the prisoner?
That's where I'm going to need your help, sir. This place is run by the Department of Defense.
You want me to pull some strings?
I need access to the prisoner as soon as you can make it happen. The facility is located in Saugus at the address that you gave me. The warden's name is DeSalvo. He's a reasonable guy. But right now, his hands are tied.
I'll do what I can.
Thank you, sir.
Damn
Raymond Bell. That prisoner's identity is classified.
I'm sorry, but I told you I need to know who that prisoner is.
No.
That's impossible.
You recognize him?
That's Victor Drazen.
Who is he?
The man I killed 2 years ago.
Listen, Bauer, you're asking me to risk my job, maybe go to jail. I need some quid pro quo. What's your connection to this guy?
What I'm about to tell you is secured information. 2 years ago, a congressional subcommittee decided that Victor Drazen was the key threat to the peace in Bosnia. So they authorized a mission to take him out. I led that mission. When we got there, things went wrong. Earlier today, I found out that Victor Drazen's wife and daughter were killed in the attack. I thought we'd killed Victor Drazen, but apparently I was wrong.
So now his sons want to break him up.
More than that, they want to exact a revenge on me. Earlier today, his people kidnapped my wife and daughter, and we got them back there safe for now. But if Victor Drazen escapes from here, I lose any leverage I've got of keeping his people away from my family.
I'll make another call.
We don't have time for calls. We need to take this prisoner and move him ourselves now.
I said I'll make a call.
We still need to cut the power.
But your brother hasn't contacted us yet.
He would have called by now, if he were alive. We should assume Alexis is dead. There may be another way, though. The substation for this sector is a half mile from here. A few ounces of C5 should be sufficient. To save time, we'll go in through the front.
The idea is not to attract attention.
The idea is to get my father out of prison. This is the best chance we'll ever have.
There's a match.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Where's Jack? I thought he was with you.
He opted to stay in the field, literally.
Where, out in Saugus?
Yeah, the address he got from the Drazen file.
What's he doing there? Why didn't he come back with you?
I don't know. He's a stubborn guy. He insisted on staying. Meanwhile, Alexis Drazen came too at the hospital, so I headed over there to interrogate him. He hasn't talked yet, but I cut off his morphine supply, so he should be pretty chatty in about an hour.
You didn't tell Jack about his family, did you? What are you doing, George?
What are you doing? The last time I checked, it wasn't a part of my job description to have to explain myself to my subordinates. Now, unless they've called off the hit on Palmer's life, you should be working on securing his agenda for the rest of the day, right? Looks like he's going to be our next president.
Thank you. There she is.
Senator David Palmer has already carried New York and will hold closing shortly here in California.
Yeah.
And now,
Jen.
Hey, everyone's outside celebrating the latest poll. Come on out, sweetheart. What is it, David? What's wrong now?
Before, when you said it was over, and I asked you what you meant, the campaign or me?
What I said came out of wanting to protect my family, wanting to protect you. You can't hold that against me.
Sherry, you're an amazing woman. Smart, determined, sure of yourself. You always know what you want. But you don't want me. Not really. I don't think you've wanted me for a very long time.
That's nonsense.
Is it? Maybe if everything with Nicole and Keith never happened, did happen. And you kept the truth from me for all these years. I don't think you could have done that without pulling away. And now... now I can't help thinking that I don't trust you anymore. And if I can't trust you, how could I love you?
Well, David, you may not love me, but you will never leave me. You take all the time you need to get yourself together, and then you come out and you greet all the people who have given up every day and every night of their lives for the last year to put us in office.
Us?
Yes. That's right. Us. Because come January, David, when you're being sworn in, make no mistake about it. This woman here will be standing right next to you.
One thing I don't get. If Drazen was the target, then what's he doing here?
Obviously, someone thought he was more valuable alive than dead.
By someone, you mean one of our people?
He's probably been feeding them intelligence.
Then why put you and your men through the charade of trying to kill him in the first place?
Because they wanted the rest of the world to think he was dead. My mission was set up to fail from the start. I lost every man I went in there with.
DeSalvo. Yeah, he's right here. I understand.
We got permission to move Drazen?
No. That request is still working its way up the chain of command, but DOD says you can interrogate him if you want.
Good.
Bauer? 5 minutes.
Fine. Explosion. Our intelligence told us the building was empty when you entered. Your fight is with me. Not my wife. Not my daughter, but with me. Please, leave my family alone. Mr. Drazen, you have already lost your wife and your daughter. You don't need to lose your sons, too.
My sons are soldiers.
Then they will die for nothing. We know about the rescue plan. It was scheduled for 7:20. We stopped it. We've called in for backup if they try again, so they will die.
Then you have nothing to worry about.
Call it off, Victor.
How can I?
Just say you've been communicating with them this entire time.
Call it off or your sons will die.
All right, we'll move him.
Is there another way out of here that's not on the schematic? A fire, a flood, egress?
Yes.
Good.
I'll get my men ready.
Have them armed like we did before. Get up.
Get up! We're evacuating the prisoner. Grab your weapons, have all personnel convening quarters seen now.
Yes, sir.
Lawrence, the power's down West Quadrant.
Copy that.
They are here.